Hi guys, my name is Sarah, and I'm a student ambassador here at Global Studies. For the rest of the semester, we at the Center have decided to conduct interviews with some of our students to spotlight them and to get to know more about what they're doing on campus and in the world. The Center's theme for this week is global health, so we have Justin Dutta joining us to talk about who he is, what he does, and his involvement in the subject. So thank you for joining us, Justin.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for inviting me.
Would you mind telling us a bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what you're studying here at Pitt?
Sure. My name's Justin Dutta, and I'm a PhD graduate student in human genetics at the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health. I'm originally from the Washington, D.C. area, from Vienna. I went to James Madison High School, go Warhawks. And I've been living in Pittsburgh for almost 10 years now. I'm studying for my PhD how genetic mutations in your human DNA and everyone else's in the population can protect against diseases transmitted from mosquitoes like Zika and dengue, if you've ever heard of them.
So could you elaborate a bit more on some of the projects and activities you've been involved with while at Pitt?
Sure. I received my master's of public health degree last year, focusing on projects involving multi-drug resistant bacteria. I conducted studies where I used mice and a specific gene called follistatin-like protein 1, and I looked to see whether that gene influenced the bacteria that was killed in the mouse when I gave them Klebsiella pneumonia, and found that lower amounts of this protein made by the gene helped with infection control. Mm-hmm. I also spent 5 weeks in Recife, Brazil, in Northeast Brazil, thanks to my wonderful mentor, Dr. Ernesto Marquez at the Graduate School of Public Health. I went into the community for a seroconversion study. So we looked at the blood of patients or of volunteers for all of these mosquito viruses to see if people had protective immunity against them in low-income, middle-income, and high-income households, and try to find out if there was any social or environmental factor, not related to genetics this time, to see if we could determine that factor and advocate for the community and educate the community about ways to prevent these infections from spreading. And I also was able to help observe a phase 3 vaccine for dengue infection. So phase 3 is the last phase of clinical trials with human testing before it gets approved to go to the wider population. And for Brazil, that vaccine would be free, which is amazing, because this area is affected by those diseases.
So what do you plan on doing after you graduate?
After I graduate, I want to pursue a career as a physician scientist. So I want to do both clinical work with patients, taking care of people individually in populations, as well as going with the research community into specific populations in Portuguese-speaking communities, at large, mostly in Brazil, but also Angola, East Timor, Mozambique. All of these areas are affected by Zika and dengue infection. And I want to help contribute to controlling that infection, as well as just promoting health equality for these communities and improving the health at large for these communities through educating people about what they can do to prevent infection spread. Helping any of these communities helps the global population and improves everyone's lives.
That's wonderful. We wish you the best of luck from the center, and thank you for joining us today. So tune in next week where we talk to some of our students about cities.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.